Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. In 1919, the Chelan News Leader made some comments at various times. Beginning in January, the flu has taken on new life in Chelan, but for fear of leaving someone out, we will not enumerate them. Whatever that means. February 6, a story of young American boy who escaped being killed when a German shell blew up on the caisson loaded with ammunition on which he was riding. Moments before, the boy had jumped off to chase away a bird that had been pestering him. On March 27, Chelan Electric Company selling the wonderful electric laundry machine. It takes 2 cents per hour to operate and will save you drudgery. In May, in City Council minutes, the matter of purchasing a horse-drawn lawnmower was discussed, and the clerk was instructed to investigate prices. In June, Germany is convinced that the execution of the peace treaty as drawn is more than the German people can bear. Later in June, drugging his wife, then attempting an assault on his 15-year-old foster daughter, Ruby, Potter, then shooting his wife, followed by shooting himself, was the series of crimes committed by F.J. Potter, ferryman for Kittitas County, former owner of the theater in Chelan. In July, list of 18 items honorably discharged enlisted men are entitled to includes one olive drab shirt, one pair of breeches, two suits of underwear, and one gas mask and helmet, if issued overseas. In August, Chelan white granite, mined 3 miles east of Chelan, is superior to anything of its kind yet mined, being 600 pounds higher compressive strength than any other in the country. In September, U.S. Forest Service will put up half the money to complete the road from 25 Mile Creek to First Creek. In October, town closed to pick apples. All stores and places of business were closed Wednesday. A bumper crop, lack of boxes, and cold weather coming early threatened a heavy loss to the valley. In December, oil stove explodes, causing loss of 2,000 boxes of apples. The stove must have exploded, throwing the burning oil under the boxes and setting them afire just before the watchman discovered the smoke. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.